Good morning, everyone. This is Larry Phillips, and today is the 20th of February, 2019. And no, I'm not going to stop drinking my coffee in the mornings. And I don't consider it all disrespectful to the Bible if I drink my coffee while I'm reading the scripture. And I don't eat, at least knowingly, I don't eat on camera. And no, I will not allow people to try to control my actions. You know, I'm going to share this with you. A number of years ago, I had just finished doing a message on sermon audio. Maybe not just finished, but I'd finished. And I received a phone call from someone who got my number off of sermon audio. And I answered the phone. And it was a lady. And she said, "Larry Phillips, we need to get you to change your delivery style." And I said, "Well, who is this?" And she identified herself, and she says, "You know what, you say a lot of good things, but you know what you sound like?" I said, "No telling." "You know what? What do I sound like?" "You sound like someone is sitting back having a cup of coffee, sitting in their recliner while you're giving your message." She says, "That's exactly what you sound like." And I said, "You know what? That's exactly what I do. I sit down with a cup of coffee in my recliner and share my thoughts regarding the Word of God and what's going on in the world and my message." You know, and she couldn't believe it. Just like this fellow yesterday who got on to me for, you know, drinking my coffee while reading the scriptures. It's amazing what people get bent out of shape over in our society anymore, isn't it? The things that we really should be concerned about, like the absolute takeover of our government by the state of Israel, a foreign entity, but we're going to be concerned about someone having a cup of coffee in the mornings? Wow. Anyway, we're living in strange times. This morning is, again, the 20th. "He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied." Isaiah 53:11. Jesus said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. "He made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." John 19:30. And 2 Corinthians 5:21, "This people have I formed by myself, they shall show forth my praise, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church to the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord." Ephesians 3:10, "There is in the ages to come that he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus." Ephesians 2:7. "After that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession and the praise of his glory. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Ephesians 1:13-14 and 1 Peter 2:9. Yeah, it's amazing what people want to put their priorities on. Good morning, Alan Taylor. I hope you don't mind me having a cup of coffee this morning while I'm talking. Anyway, there's so many things that we focus on in our lives that are really not even important at all, you know? What is the most important thing we can focus on? Well, I believe it's the completed work of Jesus Christ. He says it is finished. I'm glad to know it's finished. I'm glad to know that I can't add to or subtract to from the work, the completed work of Jesus Christ. There are many that would try to add to it, you know, put people under the law. You know, we're not under the Old Testament. We're not under the old covenant. We're under a new covenant, a better covenant. And if we're in Christ, He has placed within us the, by His Holy Spirit, the desire to obey Him. And when we find ourselves straying from the fold, so to speak, veering off course, God is faithful to bring us back. That's called preservation. No, I'm not giving anyone a license to sin. But what I am saying is that God is the one who has ordained things. Good morning, Brother Leon Kennedy. Good to see you this morning. You know, in Him we live and move and have our being. You know. And so when someone comes along and they, have you ever had someone try to dictate to you how you should live your life? They're out there. Let me tell you, they're out there. You know. You know, it's not that I don't believe that I should be held accountable for my actions. Like I've said many times, if I say anything on this broadcast that is unbiblical, I want you to tell me about it. I want you to tell me that I am preaching false doctrine, if I am. Good morning, Howard Jett. Welcome aboard. But one thing I do know, Jesus Christ has done all things well. And we may not like what's going on in our culture, in our society, in our country, in our city, in our town, in our church, in our families. But let me tell you something. If the Bible is true, then we have to subscribe to the realities of the fact that the Apostle Paul says that Jesus Christ works all things after the counsel of His own will. He doesn't say some things, all things. And for the Christian, we're told in Romans 8, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and them that are called according to His purpose. So if you don't like me drinking my coffee while I'm quoting scripture, I'm sorry. You know, but I'm not going to stop drinking my coffee. Just for you all that are wondering why I'm saying this, I had a gentleman yesterday message me and saying, please stop drinking while you're reading scriptures. Disrespectful to God's word. You know. Next thing I'll be having people say, don't wear your sweat jacket. You know, you should dress up for God. I don't have to dress up for God. You know, I don't have to have a tie and a $300 suit. You know, do you think that those fishermen were all dressed up all the time? Do you think they always wore suits around and ties? They weren't highly educated people. In fact, there's a scripture that says that they took note that they had been with Jesus, and it says they were unlearned and ignorant men. That's me. What do I know? I know one thing. Jesus has done all things well. You know? And I tell people, if you don't like seeing me in my sweatpants and my jacket, you know, tune me out. I'm not going to put on a $300 suit and tie just to please the people that are coming on board, you know. Anyway, isn't it amazing the rules that we come up with? You know, no biblical proof for it. It's not my intent to offend anyone. I'm to love my neighbors myself. But at the same time, you know, to tell me I can't drink my coffee while I'm talking to y'all. Anyway, enough of that. I want to switch gears a little bit this morning, if I could. I had something come up yesterday that I really am kind of divided on in my thinking. Maybe you guys can give me your thoughts about this. I'm not real knowledgeable about a lot of things. I'm not well read. I've focused the last 11 years quite a bit on the Bible. I feel like it's more important than a lot of other things. However, every once in a while, certain things will be brought to my attention by other people, and I do listen. And, of course, you all know how I feel about Zionism, how much I'm opposed to it. I believe most of the probably 95% of people living in the state of Israel would fall into the category of they say they are Jews, but they're the synagogue of Satan. Okay? And I'm not going to go into all the history of that. That being said, I was listening to a person who has a very good grasp of history, and especially as it relates to World War I and World War II and Germany. And he had played on his broadcast a speech given by a Jewish fellow. His name is Benjamin Friedman. And if you've ever listened to his speech, it's really quite enlightening. I will say that. All you have to do is go to YouTube and put in Benjamin Friedman. I did not know Benjamin Friedman was a Roman Catholic. So, on some of my key contacts in my email list, I sent Benjamin Friedman's speech out for people to listen to. Because it was shocking to hear, because Benjamin Friedman was there during that time of a lot of these events that he's talking about. And I got an email from a brother and a friend, been a friend for quite some time. I respect him. But he does not hold my position. In other words, I don't believe that all the Jews are God's chosen people. I believe that God has made it very clear in his word that he is a Jew who is inwardly circumcision of the heart, not outwardly, Romans 2. And I believe that the Israel of God includes all of God's people, including both Jew and Gentile. A remnant, according to the election of grace. I believe that's biblical. Well, I inadvertently put this gentleman in that link because I try not to hide anything. I'm pretty transparent. Every time I send anything that shows the Zionist agenda in this country, this man who came out of the Roman Catholic Church, his brother-in-law is a Jesuit, was a Jesuit priest, and he just lamb-blasts me as it relates to my position against the Zionist. You know, and he holds the position that all the Jews are God's chosen people, which is absurd, in my opinion. I mean, how can you be a devil worshiper and be God's chosen people? Think about it. How can you reject the Messiah and be God's chosen people? How can you subscribe to the Babylonian Talmud and the Kabbalah, which is just full of satanic Luciferian doctrine, and be God's chosen people? Now, I'm not saying that God can't bring people out of that. He brought me out of the New Age movement. He brought me out of psychology and humanistic thinking and as a brand plucked from the fire. But what I'm saying, if people are immersed in Luciferian worship and the Kabbalah, the Talmud, that's pretty solid evidence, unless God brings them to repentance, that they're not a child of God. And there are people out there like John Hagee and all these other people that are trying to say that there are two and three different ways to heaven. One group over here because they have certain bloodlines and that Jesus Christ didn't come for them. All a bunch of lies, dispensational lies. Well, anyway, as my dad used to say, to make the long story longer, this gentleman emailed me and said, "Did you know that Benjamin Friedman was a Roman Catholic?" No, I did not know that Benjamin Friedman was a Roman Catholic. And I told him, no, I wasn't aware of that. But I do think he made a lot of good points in that speech. But probably, I stated it, probably if I had known he was Roman Catholic, I probably wouldn't have sent it out. Because I don't want people to any way think I'm endorsing Roman Catholicism, okay? Good morning, Shahadi. Well, that stirred quite a discussion, good morning, Scott Calvert, amongst a lot of people. Brother Ed Henry said that he didn't see anything wrong with sharing information by people that were proclaiming truth even though they aren't Christian. In other words, if they're telling the truth, it's okay to share that information with people. And some other people agreed with Brother Ed, and I pretty much see his point. It's not my point again to offend people. You're going to offend people when you're telling the truth. You cannot. In other words, what's the old saying? You can keep some of the people happy some of the time, but you can't keep all the people happy. It's not my job to keep people happy. It's my job to proclaim the Word of God. Amen? The Bible. "For he is not a Jew who is one inwardly, outwardly, but inwardly." Everybody's proclaiming it's one who's outwardly. And all these laws being passed against anti-Semitism. By the way, I'm not anti-Semitic. But I am anti-Zionist. Because it's evil. I believe that God has many, many Jews who he's brought to saving faith in himself. But I do believe it's a remnant. Just like it's a remnant amongst the Gentiles. So that's kind of what's been on my mind this morning. And we're going to see that this rise of this whole why about Zionism being one and the same with Christianity is just absolutely satanic. Can two walk together lest they be agreed? One side you're going to have people reading and studying the Talmud and the Kabbalah and calling Gentiles goyim and making them out like their beast. And I'm not going to go into all of the absolute evil conveyed in those two documents. But what I am going to do is I'm going to read some scripture to you this morning before we conclude. And it's good to go right back to the Word of God for our biblical instruction. Now, whenever the Bible is referring to circumcision, it is referring to those people who are trying to put people under non-biblical practice. Non-biblical practice. We see that in Galatians 1 and 2. But I'm reading now from Romans 2, verse 26. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? 27. And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision does transgress the law? For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. All of these people getting all of these accolades, you know. And they don't want to be anyone saying anything against them, do they? Good morning, Kerry Tripp, Scott Calvert, Asher Bahati, Howard Jett, Leon Kennedy, and Alan Taylor, Pei Ra, Pangriti, and anyone others, anybody else that I've missed, I apologize to you this morning. Well, let's go back over to the left chapter. Well, let's look at the ninth chapter real briefly. I say the truth in Christ, I'm starting with verse 1, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I could wish that myself were cursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Paul was a Jew. He was brought up under Gamaliel. And who are his kinsmen according to the flesh, according to Paul? He says, who are Israelites to whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, and the service of God, and the promises, and are the fathers, and of whom are concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all. Notice, Christ did come for the Jews. But he says, not as though the word of God had taken an effect, for they are not all Israel which are Israel. They are not all Israel which are Israel. We're speaking of the spiritual Israel. That's what he's speaking of, spiritual Israel. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. They which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. That's just what I've shared with my friend who is so into dispensationalists. If you curse Israel, you're cursing God. And if you bless Israel, No, we're not talking about physical seed. We're talking about the spiritual seed. The children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise, that this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God, according to election, might stand. Not of works. Not of works. Well, we are not to boast against the branches. God is able to graft them in again. We're told in the 11th chapter. And in 11th chapter 24 says, they were cut off out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree. How much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel. He's talking about now physical Israel, until the fullness of Gentiles become in. So all Israel shall be saved. And there he's talking about spiritual Israel. So you have to make a, you have to keep things in context. You have physical Israel, that state of Israel over there, say they're God's chosen people. And you have those who are circumcised of the heart, spiritual Israel. Now the Jews will tell you that that's replacement theology. No, that's the new covenant. That's the new and better covenant. And so all Israel shall be saved as written, there shall come out of Zion. This is Jesus Christ. Shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Well, I just wanted to touch on that this morning. I do not believe that all the Jews are God's chosen people. And I don't believe that, let me rephrase, I believe that a lot of people that say they're Jews, they are not Jews. They're not even, they're not even of the lineage of Abraham. A lot of those that say they're Jews, they're not. They're the synagogue of Satan. But the way we started, I'm going to finish. One, God has done all things well. Who can know the mind of God? Or who has been his counselor? He works all things after the counsel of his own will. And for all for whom he died for and shed his precious blood, all of those were predestinated unto adoption, elected in Christ Jesus, chosen from the foundation of the world, whether they be Jew or Gentile, from every tongue, every people, and every nation. And that is the true Israel of God. Cheers. God bless. Ooh.